Professor Allman, with respect to rationality, some behavioral economists maintain that we cannot perform a behavior in terms of optimization or neoclassical rationality because we have cognitive biases in our choices. What do you think about it?
Cognitive biases.
Cognitive biases. That is to say, according to some behavioral economists, cognitive biases affect our systematically our behavior in consumer choices, and therefore the model of rational thinking or rational optimization cannot be true, according to some economists. What do you think about it?
I think that, let me tell this story. The Nobel Memorial Prize, the Nobel Prize in economics in 02 was split between two people. One was Daniel Kahneman, who is the father of behavioral economics. The other one is Vernon Smith. Now, the interesting thing about the 02 prize is that Kahneman was given the prize for showing that people behave irrationally. They behave according to cognitive biases. And what Smith showed, what Smith showed was that people behave rationally, He made experiments on markets, and he was surprised at the outcome, how closely the outcome corresponds with the economic theory, So Kahneman got the prize for proving that people are rational, are irrational, and Smith got the prize for proving that people are irrational.
Rational. Interesting.
So, what was the Nobel Committee doing? They were giving the prize for two opposite things. So the answer is no. No. They were giving the prize for a methodology, not for results. But then the problem is even bigger.
Because
how could a valid methodology lead to opposite results? And the answer is given by Tversky and Kahneman themselves. What they wrote in 1974, their big paper in Science, in a sentence or two at the end of the paper, which is not very well remembered, what they wrote is that these biases usually work very well, yet only sometimes they lead to systematically bad results, Sometimes. Usually, they work very well. So now, when is this usually? What is it, just statistics? No, it's not statistics. They work very well, the cognitive biases work very well in situations, scenarios that are common, In common scenarios, they work very well. In uncommon scenarios, they work poorly, That is why Kahneman got the prize for showing that people are irrational, and Smith got the prize for the usual. Kahneman got the prize for the unusual, The reconciliation is that Kahneman is right in unusual scenarios, and Smith is right in usual scenarios, And the reason is obvious. The reason is that evolution, learning, they work on usual situations, not on unusual situations. People don't work it out logically.
So, most of people is logical or not?
No, they're not. They're not logical. They do not think logically. Never. Not in Smith's case or not in... They respond to what they have learned. Yes? But what they have learned is usually rational. Yes? In other words, people do not figure out rationally. There, that's an important insight of Kahneman and Tversky, okay? They realize that people do not think logically, okay? Now,
Kahneman and Smith agree with respect to...
They agree that people do not think logically. But it is rational as a rule. I call it rule rationality, okay? Have you heard of rule utilitarianism?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So rule utilitarianism is that you should go according to norms that are utilitarian as a rule. In other words, okay. So rule rationality is go according to norms that are rational as a rule, okay?
As a rule,
usually, not always. So these cognitive biases, they, as Tversky and Kahneman themselves said it, you know, the cognitive biases are rational as a rule, okay? But not always, okay? Because they have not been... Because this is a very important insight of Kahneman. They have not, and Tversky, they have not been thought out. Yes, they have been learned and they have evolved, but they have not been thought out. But as they have been learned and evolved, they must be good as a rule.